The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, it's another awesome day to be alive in H-Town. Well, unless you're Keyboard Cat. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on The Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, R-E-A-L, at Zhong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when everybody's usually in a bad mood, but there's no reason for you to be in a bad mood because it's a beautiful day outside. Get outside. And if you're inside, well, look out your window. It's nice. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you, man?
I made a very bad tactical error today.
Okay.
I got a new iPhone X. I was upgrading to the X.
Congratulations.
And
you're rich.
It was time. My other one was getting to where if I go out on an hour-long run, it would completely run out of juice. It was time to get a new phone. So I got it.
Jong, you have an X yet?
No, I have the 7 Plus.
Okay.
So I'll give you a full report on it tomorrow. But it arrived about 2:20 or so. And so I started...
Today?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I started activating it, and then there's a bunch of stuff on it that I still have to do to it before I can use it.
Man, that was a mistake by you.
You only
switch over phones at the end of your workday.
Well, and I thought I had time. I did not.
Yeah.
And I didn't snap to the fact that my old phone would no longer work.
Yep.
So as I was driving in, stuck in traffic, thinking, man, if I don't make the star of the show, I have no way of letting them know. They're going to think I'm dead.
Oh, boy.
And
were you cutting it close today?
I got here at like 3:48.
Oh, okay.
But I was stuck in traffic on West Park for probably 30 minutes. But, so I have no phone that works now. I mean, I can obviously have my laptop that I can text from and stuff like that, but I feel very naked not having a phone.
Okay.
So that one won't be 100% operational. It won't be a fully operational Death Star until I get home tonight.
Well, that's good. I mean, you've made it through the tough times.
Well, I got here.
As long as you don't get into an accident on your way home.
Yeah, which is about
knock on fake wood.
Well, yeah, there's about a 57% chance of that happening.
Right.
So, yeah.
Zhong has handed us invitations. I think he wanted to save on a stamp, so he just handed us invitations. Are we cutting corners at this point?
No, because we were pretty far behind on sending out invitations, and I think Dave texted me a couple times. Hey, your invitations go out yet? And I was like, no, not yet. And he goes, okay, I'm just making sure because you know I gotta book my flight to Houston. And then a couple of months later, I'm like, okay, we need to start sending these out. So, there is a return envelope in there with stamps, a stamp. Those are
for the official okay, RSVP.
Pretty pricey.
I got to ask you a question about this.
Yes.
So, when you do an Asian wedding, because I've found that different cultures have different I guess, sort of ways they go about this wedding thing. I went to my first Muslim wedding earlier this year, and the way it worked was the actual ceremony was private, and then everyone got together after for the reception.
No, the ceremony is going to be a Catholic ceremony, so...
Oh, God.
Which means an hour long.
That means
mass.
It's long. Yeah. And I got to tell you, the thing that's setting off alarm bells to me, Zhong...
Yes.
The religious service at 1 in the afternoon?
Oh, no. We're going to be taking pictures and stuff like that before our actual reception. So the bridal party is. So, and I'm sure she's going to want like an hour to kind of rest before the actual ceremony.
Okay.
The reception.
Okay. It says the ceremony is at 1 Is that correct?
Correct.
And then the reception's at 6?
Yes.
So how long's the actual ceremony last?
It's probably going to be like an hour.
So then we've got to figure out what to do for 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah. And we got to do some stuff before the actual reception starts.
Does that sound crazy?
We actually have to go.
Sounds a little crazy
to me. The actual reception and do stuff prior to.
I'm thinking
you can't make, like you don't have people who do that for you.
No. This is like we have to get changed into like Korean garb and do stuff for my family.
That takes 4 hours?
No. That's part of what we're going to be doing in between the 4 hours. And then we're also going to be taking the bridal party, and we're going to be taking pictures and whatnot.
What do your guests do?
They hang out. Go wherever and hang out.
That's the oddest thing I've ever heard.
You've never been? I've been to tons of weddings that do that.
No, normally like... Maybe I'm crazy, Fred, but like when you go to weddings, don't you normally go to the wedding and then as soon as the ceremony ends, you head over to where the reception is, right?
And then you drink and then
you go home.
Yeah, that's...
Jong, you are making this so difficult, dude. I know it's your big day and all, but my Lord, 4 hours in between the ceremony ending and the reception beginning.
Interesting.
Oh boy! I should have just told you. I'll just give you a gift. I should have. I knew. I knew this was going to go poorly.
Well, you can RSVP in the negative. He's got you a little thing here to return it,
dude. I
actually may be out of town. I'll find out today.
What?
I may be out of town. Yeah.
Oh God.
So you guys will be on here. it's not like a 30% chance.
Well, Dave will be in town. You can hang out with Dave.
For 4 hours?
Yeah.
No.
Go drink somewhere.
Yeah, then we're showing up at your reception.
Sloshed.
House.
It's okay. Every table is going to have a bottle of liquor, so, and it's an open bar, so go crazy.
Oh, boy.
This just has a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. Oh, man. I cannot believe that I've gotten myself into this. And I always say...
See, well, now listen, you got built-in excuses. Kid has an earache.
Oh, yeah.
That's always a good one.
My kid got sick. Yeah. Really sick.
Yeah, and he's going to be sick for the next 2 months.
God, you know how good I am at avoiding going to weddings? I'm like the best at it. I mean, as you know, I lied directly to my own cousin's face and told him I had to work because I didn't want to go be in his wedding in Lubbock. That's, I mean, which, by the way, don't have a wedding in Lubbock, first of all. I'm not going. You picked the wrong guy.
I've been on record as saying the only weddings that I would go to would be Jong's and then my kids' first ones.
You won't go to the second one?
No.
Yeah. And
you have to give her away.
The first time, yeah. The second time, let her ex give her away the second time.
Oh, you're talking about if they get married twice.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant you're just going to go to Will's.
No, their first wedding I will go to. Both of them. But
they get one each.
Yeah. They get married a second time, they're on their own. Unless you're doing it in Vegas or something. And
yeah, they need to. I mean, if you get married a second time, you don't need a big ceremony, a big to-do. You just you just go down to the judge and you make it happen, right?
Maybe we'll get a poker game going during those 4 hours.
4 hours?
That's.
Am I being a diva here, or is that abnormal, isn't it?
No, that means you're basically, you're giving up your entire day.
The
for this.
Whole day?
Yeah. I think that's a little... I'm telling you, Eric.
2 hours under protest. I'll sit for 2 hours, twiddle my thumbs. Mm. And it's like 4 hours. It's not like I can, you know... I mean, I guess I could drive home, but then what am I going to do, drive right back?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what you're doing.
So, Jong, like the wedding itself... You know, let's say I'm wearing a suit to the wedding. Does the reception, is there a change of garb for your guests? Like,
if you want.
Could that could turn suddenly into like jeans and a button up?
Yeah.
Okay. That wouldn't be a party foul?
I don't think so.
Then maybe that's
what if we wore traditional Korean garb at the reception?
You could.
I don't know if they make it in our size.
They definitely. Well, Kim Jong Un is your size.
No, he's like 5'1" though. they're notoriously small people.
Yeah, they're not big.
Yeah.
Man, this is a real kick in the balls, Jung. I got to tell you, 4 hours. And I forgot. I totally forgot that Jung was Catholic.
Yeah, well, I knew that.
You know, I was really hoping for like a Buddhist wedding or something. It would have been way quicker. Yeah. This is
I knew the Catholic thing. I've been through a bunch of those. So you kind of, you know, you basically mentally tune out because otherwise, is the service in English?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it in English and Korean?
No, I think it's just in English.
Okay. So what about like speeches and things like that at the reception? Will they be all in English?
Yes. And there might be somebody, I think the MC might translate like for the parents.
Okay. But your parents speak English.
Yes. But I think they might address the Asian crowd and then the MC might translate and do the
Will he do it in Korean or in Korean and Vietnamese?
I think both.
Boy. Oh, what have we gotten into, Freddie?
God. I just hope that there'll be lots of material for the show the Monday after.
Well, it's Memorial Day Monday, so. So get as trashed as you want.
And the wedding's on Saturday or Sunday?
Yes, Saturday.
Okay.
All right. Well, aren't I supposed to have something here, John?
Yeah,
I am.
Because you're not a diva. You're willing to do live reads at the end of the first segment.
I am.
Unlike me.
I am because I got to tell you about my bookie. And if you want to get in on the madness, now's the time. Really?
Nope, my bad.
Really? I wasn't the one saying bad things here. I was just agreeing.
I turned the wrong one off.
Okay, well.
I mean, we can all admit it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. But I'm going to start over here. Guys, if you want to get in on the madness, get some action down. And I'm telling you, follow AJ because he's killing it. You can make some big money on college basketball. Still time to do it. A couple weeks left in the tournament and thousands of people, including me, are betting online at mybookie.ag. Not just basketball. You can bet hockey. You can bet horses. Whatever you want to bet. And if you tried online betting before and you're tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout, well, join mybookie.ag today. I've never had any issues getting money out of there. Make your way over there. If you win, they pay fast and without hassles. You're wasting your time betting anywhere else. Even have in-game live betting so you can place a bet after tip-off so you miss the start of the game. You're good. Join now. MyBookie will match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. Just use promo code RADIO. That's promo code RADIO to get a 50% bonus. Visit MyBookie.ag today. Play, win, get paid. That's MyBookie.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in.
Hey, I've got something for the people they might be interested in.
Yeah?
Have you been to 1/5?
No.
Chris Shepherd's restaurant. Jong, you been?
No.
So, Chris Shepherd, the guy who did Underbelly,
yeah,
has a new concept called 1/5, and every year it's a new restaurant, basically. I don't know how they worked that out, but last year was a steakhouse. Now it's like it's an Italian and it's like the romance languages. So, I don't know. But either way, the food there is really good. That's what I do know. Tonight though, they've got a special bartender. Whitney Merciless is slinging drinks tonight.
Oh, really?
So if you,
what part of town is it in?
I've got the exact address here. I'm never good with, because sometimes I think it's in a certain part of town.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's in Midtown. No, yeah, that's
people, and people get, you know,
yeah, that's Montrose.
Are.
Yeah. They're really
I think it's Montrose-ish. 1658 Westheimer.
Okay. Yeah, it's Montrose-ish.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
Just make sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, if you want to go, it's French, Spanish, and Italian food.
That actually sounds pretty good.
It's for 133 more days, okay. And then it's going to switch to Mediterranean food for a year.
Well, that's a cool little concept.
Yeah. The steakhouse was awesome. I wish it was open forever. But
someday it will return, AJ.
Yeah, they will be... they'll have Whitney Merciless behind the bar tonight, which I think is pretty cool. So if you want to go meet Whitney, have him pour you some drinks, tonight's the night to do it.
Criticize his pour and say, dude, really? You got to put a little more alcohol in there.
Right. Be like, bro.
You got to learn how to pour it into the shot glass and keep pouring while you're pouring that.
Your hands look a lot heavier than that, bro.
Exactly. Cool. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And
I've got something that needs to be discussed.
Okay.
John, I'm going to need you on mic for this. So I know yesterday you told us that we won our time slot, Joel and Barry won their time slot, and John and Lance won their time slot, right?
Correct.
What about the overall station from 7A to 7P?
From 7A to 7P, it was a tie.
Okay. Well,
okay, so I guess they can technically call themselves number one.
Man.
Oh, that was so misleading.
Yeah, this is such trash. Sports Talk 790 tweeted out, shout out to all of our listeners for making Sports Talk 790 the number one sports station in Houston for the second straight month. Which, by the way, they weren't last month,
no,
were they?
No,
we were.
We were number one last month. Yeah.
Am I wrong on that? I mean, wasn't a tie last month.
I'll double check.
I double checked last month. We won last month. Only one of our shows wasn't number one overall.
Yeah, you're right.
So they say they were number one for the second straight month. Then they say both the Josh Innes Show and In the Trenches are number one in their time slot for the second straight month.
Well, technically, well, I think they're right.
That's technically accurate because Josh is his... entire show beats the it's when John and Lance are on together
that's when we win.
Yeah, but his show is longer than that, so that's technically accurate. Basically,
well here's a part that's not accurate, and our afternoon shows are pulling strong numbers as well. No, we are riding your afternoon show's ass like a broke down pony. I mean, it's not strong. That's a lie. Sports Talk 790 on Twitter.
Well, it's strong compared to 610, apparently.
No.
I think it's like 2.0 to 1.9.
Yeah. I mean, they're a 0.1 ahead of 610. We're a full share, over a full share ahead of 790. It's just lies.
I mean, it does get closer if you break it down into their time slot, like from 2 to 6. It gets a little closer, but it's still like a 2.7 versus a 2.1, something like that.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we're not responsible for that 2-4 stuff. We're 4-7. Come beat us at 4-7.
But even 2-4, I think they lose.
Yeah, because
Barry
Joel
and
Barry
Zeller,
win.
Yeah, they're like the third highest rated show in the city. So, yeah, I guess to quote Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, there's nothing more deceptive than an obvious fact.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the way. I mean, it's all how you spin things. You know, I spun it to where, you know, it lifted our station. They're spinning it to where they can try to lift it.
I mean, that's
station.
A hell of a spin, though. And like, dude, you know what I would do if I were in that spot where I'm clearly in second place, but like trying to pretend like I'm in first. What I would do is I would tell my salespeople, hey, this is how we're going to spin, and you know, to potential clients.
Well, I guess if my company was bankrupt, I'd probably lie too.
Ooh, shots
sick
fired.
Burn, Fred.
Shade.
Sorry. All I know is, answer me this, John. Okay, and tell me if this is in dispute at all. Who's the number one sports show in the city?
We are
by a lot.
Is it disputable?
No.
Is it even close?
No.
Okay, just. There you go.
Forget 790. I can't believe they tweeted that out. Like they accomplished something. Get out of here. Clowns.
346 says the steakhouse is coming back, moving into the underbelly spot. And Merciless is part owner.
Yeah, he is. I think the underbelly is going to... I don't know that underbelly is going away or moving.
Well, this guy's saying that they're going to turn that into the steakhouse.
That's good. because I love Underbelly, but that steakhouse is better.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I eat over there in that area a lot because it's an Uber trip, but there's so many good restaurants over
there's
there.
There's a lot, man. So there's a lot of good food around there.
I will definitely check that out. I wasn't familiar with that one, but I'm down now. That's for sure. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And I guess we're just going to be, let's totally make stuff up today.
Yeah.
I guess that's how that works, huh? I don't know if I would. I guess they should be happy they're beating 6-10. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Good for them. Of course, you've got Rockets right now who are doing pretty well, and you got Astros, and you should be beating them by more, but that's all right.
You know.
Good for you. That's it. Quick plug for Sports Map, by the way. Lots of good stuff today that's getting a lot of attention, including Holly's video that we posted late yesterday where she speculates this could be J.J. Watt's last season as a Texan.
That's a made-up. She's not. What intel does she have?
Hunch? Basically, she brings up the fact that he's played 1/4 of the games over the last 2 years.
Okay.
And that if he does it again, he's not going to be worth $30 million or whatever it is in 2020. Whether you agree or not, she makes a point. And then Patrick Creighton basically wrote that the Texans' offseason is a complete failure because they didn't get a left tackle.
Okay.
So. He makes good points, but he also uses way too much Pro Football Focus. So, that used to be a really good site, and now it's basically just a glorified fantasy site. And yeah, it's also it's an interpretation of how a guy played. It's not really as scientific as they like to make it sound. Math isn't always, it's not infallible when it's subjective, when you're creating categories. I've always tried to explain that, but the reality is, with anything, if you pull certain numbers, you can make it back up what you think.
Yeah.
This goes back to horse racing. They have the buyer speed figures in the daily racing form, and those guys, these are so infallible. And so I'd watched how they do them, and it's still one guy's interpretation of how the track's playing that day. And so that's how the number's based. And I think a lot of this stuff that they're doing now, it's just how a guy interprets the way a guy played the game. Well, you can do that. I can get your interpretation.
Right.
I can look at Xavier Suofilo and not have to give him a 20. I can just say, guy was really bad. But we digress. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. I love our listeners. Richard. Thoughts on the Texans' chances now that Brady is their quarterback? Hashtag makeup stuff Tuesday. It works. Holly's video is actually number one on the site today.
Can't imagine why. Trust me, if I did a video and I said the exact same things Holly said, exact same things, no one would watch it.
If you showed a little more cleavage, maybe.
Maybe then.
Yeah, but that and Patrick Creighton are running 1-2. Patrick is doing really well with his. You got to pick yours up, man. You and Zerline are kind of like in a dead heat right behind Patrick Creighton.
Well, listen,
in the race for the most.
No one can stop Patrick Creighton.
Yeah,
he's an unstoppable force.
He is. But if you want to help out AJ in this race, because here's a little hint. Okay, just between us. There's going to be a little bonus at the end of the year for the guy with the most page views.
Oh, yes. And, $1 million.
Not quite that, no.
Oh.
But there'll be a nice little bonus. And I'm rooting for Team AJ here.
Thank you.
Over Team Patrick Creighton. Because, this is he's kind of not really part of the family, but he's not in this family.
Okay.
How's that? extended family. He's like a cousin. You're always gonna root for your immediate family over cousins.
Right.
Like Lance does real well, and you're right there. So we need to get Hoffman over the top, and you'll do a pretty cool preview on the Sweet 16.
I will. That'll be up on Thursday morning,
and people will be all over that. So we also have some cool things coming with Sports Map. If you get a chance, sign up for the emails, because we're gonna be sending you an email blast every morning with all the cool stuff on there. So that way you can look at it and say, hey, there's an AJ Hoffman column. I think I'm gonna go read it today.
Yeah,
and you know, it'll be, or you might see, hey, there's Patrick Creighton. I'm not going to click on him today, even though he's saying something that's really got me interested and I want to check it out. Some other good stuff on there. Jermaine Every's column's up today. His numbers have been pretty good, too. All you guys have. And
He has the black constituency.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. And
People never click on my articles. I have low numbers with blacks, right?
Actually,
me and Trump,
I have not broken down. I haven't broken it down that much. What surprises me is how this has been consistent since we launched the site. 45% of people who go to Sports Map are women.
Really?
Does that not surprise you a little bit?
That does surprise me quite a bit.
Yeah. So women like sports and they like Sports Map.
They like maps.
Yeah, apparently.
But women can't read maps.
And men can't ask for directions.
No.
Thank God for GPS, right?
Exactly.
GPS has changed the world. I bet GPS has eliminated 100 couple fights.
That's a pretty amazing invention. It's an underrated invention.
It is, because I just think about before GPS, and you'd have one person driving, the other person in the passenger seat trying to read the map and then messing up, and there being arguments and fights about it. This might actually save some marriages. GPS might save marriages.
Oh, I think it has.
You know, I don't know if we have enough of a sample size yet. We've also got a column on there from Raheel on how now that a 16 is beat a 1, what's left to happen in the sports world. And Barry Warner has a column. Yeah.
Who wrote it?
I think Barry Warner wrote it. It's on all kinds of stuff, so go check it out.
Oh, Lordy.
Which was not part of my tweet this morning because it didn't come in on time. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. We said, did you see the party Judge Emmett is throwing for his dome? Is he throwing a party for that thing?
That wouldn't shock me even a little bit.
I can't wait to not go to that.
Well, let me tell you, he's got plenty of money to throw a party with. Now that his cousin or whoever is doing the construction on it.
That's mean. You have no proof of that.
No, I don't.
It's his uncle. I don't talk about extended family. Maybe Patrick Creighton's doing it for him.
Maybe so.
Hey, Patrick's the one that wrote the whole Astrodome is a good idea thing. That got a lot of traction. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And did you see that I think my favorite thing of that upset was the Twitter account for UMBC. It's pretty funny. Did you see they picked up 100,000 followers during the tournament?
No.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's
more than all of us combined.
I'm guessing by next week they'll be back to like 10,000 or whatever. But yeah. They had a lot of fun with that win. I actually enjoyed their tweets. Obviously, it's some kid who was probably sitting there smoking weed and tweeting, which I like. Singh says, are you sure the 45% of women are just men that like to bitch at Sports Map? No, I actually have these analytics. This is pretty cool. It's a pretty cool little tool.
To break it down?
Yeah. It tells me who's, you know, when people... Well, that's why I'm always kind of on you guys about when to get your stuff in, because I know what time of day people read the most. And here's a little hint for you if you're starting a website. The first thing people do when they get to work in the morning usually is they don't work. They go to your website and they surf. And so that's, yeah.
Nobody likes to work when they first get to work.
No. You want to sort of.
Only jack around on the internet for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what most people do. And so it kind of breaks down. And I have like a breakdown of hourly. I have what countries, everything. Like 79.3% of people are viewing it on a mobile device, which is why we designed it.
That's a lot.
We designed it specifically to look good on mobile. Like if you're looking at it on a laptop, there's a couple things that aren't as attractive. But yeah, it's basically 80% of the people look at it on mobile. 3.3% on tablet.
There you go.
I don't know why this stuff fascinates me, but it also tells me, you know, it gives me the page views of every story, so I know who's reading what. I know who's sucking hind tit. So I can't say that, can I?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Right, Jung?
I don't know if I can.
Did you dump him?
Yeah, just
be safe.
Okay.
All right. And Travis says, I'm curious how you're able to tell how the sports map visitors are women. I don't know. I just know that Google Analytics tells me that when I go to the breakdown on that. It'll say female, male, gives me like zip codes and stuff that people are coming in from. So, yeah, that's how I know.
We have amazing technology.
It is cool. But, and it tells me where people are coming from. Most of our people come from Twitter. Like they go from Twitter to the website. But I've got cohort analysis. I got everything. It's demographics is where I go to, and that's where it tells me. Got age breakdown. Like 33.5%. And this all makes sense because these are our listeners. They're kind of the same. But like 35% is 24 to 35.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So most of our viewers are 18 to 35 that go to the website, which is pretty cool. But I have a theory that we're getting a lot of people from Culture Map.
That's cool for the internet.
Yeah.
For radio, we prefer 25 to 54.
Right.
Decision makers.
Well, yeah, and they spend more money.
Right.
But for the internet, yes, we want to skewer younger.
Internet, you want young.
Yeah, but the reality is it's the demographics that we do well in on radio, we do well in on Sports Map as well. A32 says, woman here, I listen every day on the way home from work and go check out Sports Map first thing every morning.
Chicks love us. Love us.
Indeed.
Mostly me, but... They love that you work with me.
Yeah, exactly. I guess that's it. But, basically, we're getting a new tool that's going to give me even more breakdown, but this is Google Analytics.
From Beth?
No, not a Beth type
tool. Oh, not that kind of tool?
No, that's going to tell me a lot. It's we have it for Culture Map. We haven't transferred it over to Sports Map yet, but it breaks down things even in deeper detail so that you can target a little better. But Google Analytics is what we're using now, and that works really well. So if you have a site, go get Google Analytics. It's a hell of a useful thing. It tells you about the people who care about what you're doing. And then it tells you who doesn't so that you can go and try to find things that interest them.
Andrew on Twitter did a Google search, a screen grab of Google search of Sports Map, and it's Sports Map Houston is the first result. Sports Map 94.1 is the second one. And the third one, Sports Map Holly.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's that popular now.
Good for her.
Yeah. That's terrific.
Hey, I've got a situation here. So my older kid, I know everybody likes to hear about it when he does bad stuff.
I thought he was doing better at school.
He has been. And I don't know if you probably didn't have this when your kids were young, but there's this thing called Class Dojo where the teachers can basically message the parents directly when things are getting wild. And they'll give
you
a status update on how your kid's behaving. So my teacher sent this. To my wife. Hi, Mrs. Hoffman. Jacob has been having a hard time in PE with his behavior and attitude. We have been especially correcting his talking, and it does not seem to help. When corrected, he usually has some type of comeback instead of a simple yes or just a change of behavior.
Wonder where he gets that from.
Today, at the end of class, students were either putting up jump ropes or they were sitting and waiting for their turn. Jacob was continuing to jump. When I called his name, he yelled, "What?" at me. I brought him over and told him that I was already writing a note to you about his behavior and the jumping and what were things that I would be adding to the note. He sarcastically and very disrespectfully responded with a thank you. Please speak with Jacob about working on his attitude and behavior during class or his grade will be dropped to an N, which I don't know what an N is. Sounds worse than an F, though.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
So was he called a diva?
I don't know.
Does he have to be right about everything? Is that, or he gets mad?
Did somebody take his jump rope and place it somewhere else?
I don't know what happened.
I'm glad we didn't have that, because I would have gotten a text every day.
So now,
when my kid was my son was young.
Yeah. So I've got plans tonight, but now before I go and, you know, enjoy my my time away, I have to punish my kid.
You make him run laps?
I have to give him a workout, yeah.
And pull weeds?
No, it's mostly, it's like, it's drill sergeant stuff. It's physical torture, which, like, it'd be so much easier if it was like my dad's generation, where if I did that and I had to bring a note home like that, he could just smack me in the head hard enough to knock me to the ground, and that would scare me straight. But, yeah, it's a different age.
I got to tell you, the sarcasm, I like it. I like it.
It's not good.
Well, it's your kid, but if I were his uncle, I'd be like, I'm sorry you got in trouble for that, but nice comeback, kid. Keep it up. N equals needs improvement.
Oh.
Okay. So, all right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Calling all Owls fans, Rice Baseball takes on national powerhouse Texas A&M tonight at 6:30. Is it tonight or is it today? Because it's still light outside at 6:30. Whatever, it's this afternoon. Don't miss the opportunity to see two premier college baseball teams face off at Reckling Park. Tickets start as low as $12. For single game ticket information, call 713-348-OWLS or visit riceowls.com/BSBTIX. 832 wants to know, does AJ's son complain about the Wi-Fi?
No. Never complains about that.
I don't know where you got that from.
Wi-Fi at my house works all the time, though, so it's different.
And Angel Hunter says, love listening to y'all since moved here in January in 16. Now go to Sports Map. Love it because I can get sports opinion and thoughts without any sexist / ignorant comments that sometimes slip out of you and AJ's mouth. But she did it with a little winky emoji. So
wait, ignorant comments?
Well, yeah. I mean, I try not to be sexist, but ignorant, yeah. That happens a lot. D. Trent says, damn drill sergeant workouts. You need to put a belt on that ass. Bet you things clear up quickly. Then if he tells a teacher he got a whooping and they say something to you, you tell a teacher they can get it too. Damn, Trent. I think you can do
Trent's
that.
Trent's old school.
Yeah, no, but you can't tell a teacher she's going to get a whooping anymore. This is the post-Weinstein world.
Well, and my mom is listening.
Yeah. Hello, Mom.
And she said, leave Jacob alone. And I said, no, he's getting roasted today. And she said, AJ, just remember how it was. And I said, yeah, I remember getting my ass whooped with a belt. He doesn't get that. He gets the drill sergeant workouts.
See, this is why I probably grew up a little bit screwed up. If I'd have done that, my dad would have like yelled at me in front of the teacher. You can't do that. You can't do that. And then we got home. It's like, that was funny. Proud of you. And so that probably explains a lot about me.
That's a paddling.
What is that?
That's a paddling.
Paddling. Oh, dear. Hey, I'm sure he'll make deaths tomorrow, but guess who's gone forever?
Poor keyboard cat. Yeah, been hearing about this quite a bit. And
his real name was Bento. That's okay. A pretty terrible name for a cat.
Not a good name.
No.
But he was a good cat.
He was.
And
he's been a part of the show for a while.
He was adopted from a shelter.
Okay.
And yeah, he did become a big part of this show.
He did another song, but it wasn't nearly as popular.
Yeah, I mean, he did. He was a big part of my show in Austin as well. And then I don't know if we've moved away from Keyboard Cat in recent years. He's not as
I have a theory.
It's prevalent on our.
I think it's because Jong has to bounce around so much to do things in there now. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Listen, you know, when I moved here, I always said I wanted to have a board in here.
Well, you had one very briefly in the other
studio.
Very
briefly. But yeah.
So when we get the new desk, we should get a board in here for him.
That's how I had always operated. Like doing a show, I always had the drops myself. So Jong wouldn't have to do it. I could play our own drops.
He's got a wedding to plan. Right. Goodness. He doesn't have time to be doing that.
He does have 4 hours.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on for that 4 hours. I want somebody like following around with a camera, with a GoPro, so we can watch it and see exactly what's happening.
I mean, you guys don't have to come to the ceremony. You just come to the reception.
Is that an option?
Yeah, that's an option.
Oh.
No, you didn't know that?
No, you didn't tell me that.
No, only a percentage of people are going to be coming to the ceremony.
Will Jesus be mad at us if we don't go?
No, we're not Catholic.
That's true. But I grew up Catholic.
He might be mad at you then, but he's probably already mad at you.
That's true. That's true, because I've turned my back on Rome.
Right.
The Vatican.
Will you be upset if we do that?
No.
He's not even going to notice who's there. Trust me. This is one thing I do know a little bit about is getting married.
You don't worry about who's there.
You don't notice who's not there. The woman will. The man doesn't.
Yeah, but Teresa doesn't us anyway.
Well, yeah, she's not going to. Well, we'll be easy to notice because we'll be his only white friends.
That's true.
And so she'll look out there and not see white guys.
What other white people are coming?
Tepper?
Yeah.
Is that it?
No. Let's see.
Matt Dean?
Not even get to talk to Matt.
Michael Carroll?
Yeah, Michael Carroll will be there. Tyler will be there.
Juggalo Trey?
No.
No?
Or
Juggy?
Let's see. I'm going to invite Granado Lance.
Okay.
Tepper? Did I say Tepper?
You did.
Yeah.
Almost every, like a lot of people from The Office.
Are you going to invite Joel Blank?
Yeah. Barry declined my invitation.
He declined, yeah. Yes. I saw that.
Yeah.
Are you going to invite Raheel and Dell?
Yeah.
Interesting. You should tell them, I'll invite you as soon as you guys are number one in your time slot. Are you going to invite Todd?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, now that we know that's an option, that makes a lot more sense. Just go to the reception.
I think that's my move.
I think that's the right move. 281 says remote show during that 4 hours. Better get that slot before 790 claims are the best. Well played, 281.
Are you inviting anyone from 790?
No.
No Jason Braddock. No Adam Clanton.
No.
Because those are people you worked with before.
But I haven't seen them in years.
Okay. So no Sean Pendergast either?
No.
And no Rich Lord?
Oh, actually, I'm going to sit him right next to Fred.
Fred and Rich are going to be seat buddies? Are you going to invite David Barron?
No.
Do you think he would know who you were?
Oh, you're going to invite? No, he won't. I hope you're going to invite David Gal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, put Rich Lord next to me because I'll get drunk and there'll be a brawl. And you need a brawl at your wedding or else it's just not a good wedding. So, all right, well, never mind.
All right, guys. I got to tell you what's going on with the Rockets, and this is an exciting time because season tickets for next year are available now. If you've been saying, "Man, when are they going to come around? And when can I start getting tickets for next season?" Well, now's the time, and they're doing something a little bit different, a little bit cool for 2018-19. The first time ever, you can lock in your ticket price for the next three seasons with a three-year club seat ticket package. Three special seasons for one special price, so you don't have to worry about the price of season tickets going up if for some reason the Rockets do something in the next couple of years to give you a reason or give them a reason to raise ticket prices. You're immune to that. That's what you're wanting. You want to save some money. If you buy now, you'll get priority for this year's playoff tickets. And this year's the three-year VIP plan is offered only for the club seats right now. But all the other price levels are on sale as well. So if you've been waiting for season tickets, now's the time. 713-627-DUNK or go to Rockets.com now. That's 713-627-DUNK or go to Rockets.com to reserve your 2018-19 Rockets season tickets today.